Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. I'm really excited to welcome back to our program today Dr. Kathy Groover. She's the author of the book Journey of Healing, One Woman's Path to Healing Self and Others. If the name sounds familiar, I've had the privilege of speaking with Kathy in the past about her own journey and what she's been able to do for her clients, but she really takes this more into her life in this book than others that I have read and really appreciate it. We're going to talk to her about that, but also what it's been like for her to share some great life lessons, not only about what she's been able to learn from loss, from injury, and even from trapeze. So if you're just now finding out about Journey of Healing, we're going to tell you a little bit later how you can get the book for yourself. But Kathy, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you having me back.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine, Kathy. I was just saying to you before we went on here that I go into all books that I read, especially when I know I'm going to be speaking with the author, with no preconceived ideas. But I have to say, you know, I've enjoyed your work in the past, but this book really, I think, connects us in a way that the others may not have. I mean, I'm sure you've heard that from other people. So what has it been like for you to know that by sharing so much of yourself that people are able to better understand the importance of opening up about themselves?
Yeah, it was kind of a natural transition. You know, normally I've done so many radio shows, and it started out very technical of this is the book I wrote and this is my practice, and you know, and I found that it sort of evolved into people saying, "Huh, well, how'd you get into that?" Mm-hmm. And I realized that they were actually more interested in hearing those types of stories, or you do trapeze, what? Or what was it like to lose your mom young? Or tell us a funny story about herbs, or you know, whatever it was. And I started sharing this personal stuff, and people were not only enjoying it, but they liked the lessons that they were getting from it. So I realized when I sat down to write another book, it is time to tell that one. So yeah, I reveal a lot in this one. It was kind of fun.
Yeah. You know, I think, too, the other thing, the reason why I found myself smiling in parts of it, Kathy, is because it really does show, you know, that you have to be willing to practice what you preach. And you have been able to share with people not only, of course, when it comes to alternative medicine, but also about life. I mean, the last time you and I spoke, of course, books like Mind Body Techniques, you know, that you do really show us, you know, the things that can help us. Now we better understand how you know. I mean, do you think that's been another component, that it helps us to better understand what makes you not only an authority, but also someone that we can be able to listen to and trust?
Yeah, absolutely. I had given one of my trapeze coaches a copy of the book because he was mentioned in it. And one of the gals at the trapeze rig that day picked it up and started reading it. And next thing you know, she read the entire book. And her review on Amazon said it was like sitting down with a trusted friend and having a conversation. And I don't know this girl, so it's not like, you know, she's family and she's going to leave me a good review. She really loved the fact that I shared these personal stories, and so many people have said, God, it sounds like you're just talking to me, which is how I like to write. I mean, all my books kind of have that conversational style because, well, frankly, I dictate a lot of my books, so I am talking. Yeah. But yeah, I think it's really helpful to not, you know, anybody can get a PhD and stand up in front of you and go, blah, 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 herbs. But I've used them and I've tried them and I've failed at them and I've succeeded with them. And, you know, I think people want to know that you're a human being and
right,
that you actually have tried this stuff. You know, so, yeah, it was fun to share those stories and to really think about how did I start doing Reiki or Bach flower essences, or, you know, what was that path? And I realized it was me following a lot of breadcrumbs.
Right.
It really was,
exactly.
You know, not set out to a certain end, but here I am. So it's kind of
right,
interesting.
You know, and all of your covers have said a lot about the books, and this one definitely does with the title Journey of Healing. Do you think that's been one of the biggest lessons, Kathy, that this is not going to happen overnight when you lose someone, when you're going through an illness or, you know, something happens health-wise, or, you know, or when you're trying to figure something out in your life, that it's not going to always happen the way we want to, but the importance of not only taking the journey, but learning along the journey?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, whether it's a failure of a job or a failure of a relationship, or, you know, I don't like the word failure, because if we're learning something from it, you know, and all those things lead us to the next part of our journey. And one of the things that happened somewhat on purpose is the cover having the past sort of trailing off into, well, where's it going? We don't know. You know, had you told me 20 years ago this is what I'd be doing, I would have thought you were crazy. I didn't set out on this path, but I did. This is where I ended up. And that's why I say I think I just followed breadcrumbs. I think I went, oh, that one looks neat. Oh, I guess I'm supposed to go that way. Okay. You know, when opportunities present themselves and come and go, and, you know, the story about how I got to Santa Barbara with this great job that immediately fell apart, and I realized, no, I'm supposed to be doing massage again, but I have to do it in Santa Barbara, so I guess that's why I'm here. You know, all that stuff unfolded in front of me, and I could have either hated the man that moved me up here for the job and not found a way to make it work, or I can turn it around and say, okay, what is this opportunity? It took me a while to get to that point of not really resenting this man who basically tricked me into taking a job.
Right.
But, you know, you choose how you respond to all that, and you choose what your outcome is going to be with how you react to it. So, you know, we have to look at the best of everything.
Right. And I think that again, is another great lesson for us all. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Kathy Groover is back with us today. She is not only an individual who we've gotten to appreciate on this program, she's the author of the new book, Journey of Healing, One Woman's Path to Healing Self and Others. The other thing about the subtitle of the book, Kathy, is that it shows that before we do one, we have to do the other. So you can't really be of any help to anyone else if you're not right yourself, or at least, you know, in a place where you're able to be aware. You talk quite candidly in the book, even about growing up, you know, and, you know, how you are this type A personality. You talk a lot about how you used to be told, just sit down, you know. I mean,
right.
What was it like for you to think about how in some aspects those things have helped to prepare you now for the work you do with others?
Yeah, well, I think all of that stuff sets us up. And I think if everybody sat down with a piece of paper and a pen and really thought about how was I as a kid? What was I playing at? What were the fantasy games that I did? What, you know, how did I interact with friends and other people? I think you'd see a lot of yourself, you know, reflected in that as an adult. So it was sort of funny. You know, I still don't want to sit down. I just came back from a 3-day silent retreat, and everybody said, oh, you were quiet for 3 days? And I said, yeah, that was the easy part, because no one was talking. I mean, it's not like you're at a cocktail party and have to be silent. You know, no one was talking. What was hard is when they said, we're going to sit down for a 2-hour meditation. And I thought, oh, okay, I don't do 2 hours. I can give you about 25 minutes before I need to, you know, and my back was in spasm. My body just doesn't like inactivity. And my mother was a pretty stagnant person. And so she's watching me bounce off the walls. I'm a dancer. You know, I'm not a sitter. So, you know, I can see how all of that childhood stuff, you know, it's still reflected in who I am now. I don't want to sit down and be quiet.
Right. And the other interesting thing you talk about, I mentioned trapeze earlier, and you, I think you did reference it as well, is the element of trust, how sometimes you have to just go out there and trust that, you know, the other person who you have entrusted to do something is going to do what they're supposed to do. And even in life, you know, being able to open up to that. How has that affected you getting to a place where you can do that, where you can have that trust, have that belief that it's going to be okay?
Well, it allows me to try anything within reason. You know, I'm not an insane person. Usually, some people think I am, even from doing trapeze. But, you know, it I don't know. I've always had the go for it attitude, and I know I mentioned that phrase throughout the book too. I've always wanted to try new things, and my husband's right along there with me as we've done spelunking and rappelling and zip lining and you know, whitewater rafting, and we went swimming with sharks when we were in Hawaii. You know, somebody would mention something and I'd go, yeah, of course I want to do that. Why would you not want to experience all these things? You know, there's so much on this planet to do and taste and hear and smell and learn. And it just excites me to no end, because there's never a stopping of learning. There's never a stopping of experiencing. And one of my very favorite clients, Alice, who I also mentioned in the book, who passed away at 105, one of the things that got her to 105 in a very healthy way, I mean, until the last 6 months of her life, she was vibrant, she was traveling, she was having dinner parties, she was always up for trying something new. She would have been right there with me on the trapeze, probably at 100. And I look to people like that as a role model, because when you stop living, that's when you die. Not when they close the casket on you. And I encourage people to, you know, we have these bucket lists that sit in a drawer. Well, when are you going to go on the balloon trip? Or when are you going to see Africa? Or when are, you know, something, time is money, you know, is a factor. But if it's something you can go do it. Because you don't know when you're going to breathe your last breath. You have to just live it now.
Exactly. You know, you mentioned Alice. I thought about when you said that there is that great picture in the book, Kathy, of yourself with Alice and Dorothy. We also have another picture of Dorothy of you're in the hand, holding her hand.
Those
things. You know, I instantly thought about my grandmother who I lost two years ago, and well, it'd be 2 years this May, and that was one of our last things that we would do when she was in the hospital. I would just massage her hand, and she would squeeze my hand. You know, those little moments. The reason why I bring that up is because the appreciating those little moments. Do you think that's been another thing you've been able to take in for yourself and share, the importance of even the little things for people who think, okay, maybe I'm not, you know, a trapeze artist, but the little things that I can do that can make life great and special?
Oh, yeah, because it's a collection of those little moments. Someone the other day said, oh, my God, how do you sit down and write an entire book? And I said, well, you don't. You sit down and you write a paragraph. And then you write another paragraph. And then you write another paragraph. You know, it's you don't run a marathon. You run a mile at a time. I don't run at all unless you're chasing me with something. So, you know, it is, life is made up of those little moments, of those little pieces that string together to lead to a big thing. And I think if you just look at the big thing, you're missing all the little things. You know, right now, you know, it's sunrise here, kind of, and I can see out of the teeny little window in my office, the sun is starting to glisten off the mountains behind my house. You know, if I don't notice that little thing, it's not going to ruin my day, but how much is it enhanced from seeing how the light is hitting those trees? You know, so it is all those little moments that we cherish, and those are the things we remember about people. We remember that picture of the hands, you know, not every conversation I had with her. So, yeah, you have to cherish those little moments.
Exactly. You also, I mean, throughout the book, and you talk about how, it's interesting since I've been doing this program, that especially the past few years, I look at the word trauma differently. Because I think, you know, when I would, you know, think of trauma, I think even 5 years ago, I'd automatically think about something physical.
Right.
Instead of realizing that sometimes it can be something that's not even seen. How healing has it been for you, Kathy, to look back on even your own loss in life and even the health things that have happened to you and realize how those things have not only impacted you, but in some ways strengthened you?
Yeah, I think, you know, and again, I think it's a choice. You know, I worked on a woman yesterday with cancer. She's a very well-known acupuncturist here in town. I've heard her name for 20 years, never met her. Our paths never crossed until I found myself yesterday in her living room doing Reiki on her as she's dying of cancer. And she even mentioned, she said, you know, I have a choice right now as to, well, one, whether I live or die, whether I do more treatment or not. She said, but I also have a choice of how I deal with this situation. And I thought, wow, what a cool attitude, you know, because
right.
She does. She can either view this as a tragedy or she can view this as, well, a learning experience, or how can she help others from her, you know, through her experience. She's a teacher. You know, so I think the times that bad things have happened, and I'm coming off a really bad trapeze accident. You think the one I talk about, the toe, oh, no, this is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Ripped up my shoulder, ripped up my knee. And I can either, you know, bemoan that and beat myself up over it and be frustrated and irritated and mad, or, you know, or I can say, okay, this has been a fascinating process. And I had a woman in the office with a similar injury to mine, and I knew exactly what to do with her because I'm treating my own injury. So I think everybody in that sense is a healer, whether you're a truck driver or a house painter. You know, we've all had experiences and we've all had injuries, physical, mental, spiritual, where we can then share our journey with other people to help them in some way. You know, I've had people share stories with me who are not, quote, in the healing profession, but oh my God, they're so healing. They're healers. You know, we all are. As soon as you share a story that helps somebody, you're a healer.
Right. And I think that, again, is so important for us to realize that. You know, the other thing I wanted to mention, we've been speaking about trapeze, because that actually was one of the parts of the book. I love analogies. I love when I'm able to see symbolism in things. And you talk about how trapeze was a parallel for life. I want to share that for those who have not read the book. For those who have the print edition, it's on page 85 and 86. This is what Kathy writes about it. Trapeze for me is a total parallel to life. You climb that ladder to something you want. You have no idea what's going to happen. You jump off with a little yep and hope you're going to be safe. You stay in the present moment, listen to your calls, and do your trick. If your mind wanders, even for just a second, or you think to the future or the past, you lose your footing and fail or fall. You reach out and trust that the catcher will be there. But even if he's not, you fall gently into the net, safe and sound. I'm not saying everybody should run out and do trapeze, but do something that stretches your limits. Do something that expands your consciousness. Is that what you hope that people, even when you're talking about alternative medicine, Kathy, going back to our previous conversations, that that's the way they look at every aspect of their life, to do something a little different, to expand themselves and be willing to do it, and knowing that if it doesn't work out, it doesn't have to be the end, that there can be that net there and they can just pick up and try again.
Yes, absolutely, and especially with healthcare. You know, I mean, that's the crux of, you know, I tell all these personal stories and I put in fun pictures, but it really still is about alternative medicine. I mentioned, I don't know how many techniques in there. I want people to know they have choices, you know, whether it's acupuncture or massage or an herb or a homeopathic or Bach flower essences. You know, for the most part, those types of medicine are really safe. And if they don't work, okay, well, they probably didn't cost a lot of money. It probably didn't have any side effects. If it didn't work, the worst thing that happened is it didn't work and you tried it. Maybe you need a different practitioner. Maybe you need a different herb. Maybe, you know, there's always options. There's endless possibilities. And again, even in talking to the woman yesterday with the cancer, she said, you know, I'm really looking into everything I can do from an alternative standpoint, as well as what the Western medicine is offering her. You know, we have to look at things from every side. You know, you're not going to have your auto body guy hook up your computer, and you're not going to call the gas company to, you know, install the basketball hoop above your garage. We have different people with different skills. We can't just have a hammer. Someday you're going to need a screwdriver. You know, and so to me, we organize this team, we organize these tools, we organize these options that we can open up that box and go, you know, I think this one calls for chiropractic. I think I'm going to try that. Oh, okay, that didn't work. Oh, maybe I do need physical therapy. All right, I'll do that. You know, we have to collect those choices and pull them out when we need them, because there's always another way to look at it. There's always another way to try it. And I do want people to go for it, you know, knowing that you're going to make it. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to be okay. How has that been assuring to you, Kathy, to know that in spite of what you go through, in spite of what happens, that you're going to be okay?
I think that allows me to try things and go for things. And, you know, I just kind of put myself out there and I figure however it's supposed to work out, it's going to. That sounds so esoteric, but I really do believe that. You know, I actually did have a strong sense when I was working, doing this last trapeze where I felt pretty bad, that I was going to fall. I had a feeling that that was going to happen. But I knew I was going to be okay. You know, I mean, I know that sounds like, well, why didn't you stop? Maybe I should have stopped. But then I would have missed this experience of healing, which is actually making me stronger, which is also giving me info that's already helped other people. You know, I haven't been on a trapeze since October. Because I can't. I hurt my shoulder. But I'm coming back in March. And the first time I hurt myself, people said, oh, I guess you're done with that now. And I said, oh, I guess you don't know me. And this time, every single person went, oh, I suppose you'll keep doing that, huh? I said, yeah, I'm going to keep doing it. It's given just me I don't know, it's a really good question. No one's asked me that. You know, it really just has given me the comfort to know that it's going to work out. And even the things that don't work out the way I think they should works out in a different way, and it leads me to something else. So, yeah, it's been fascinating.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, that's the thing, and you know, you talk about other things as well, your knee surgery and other things. This is why I'm just curious as to, for yourself, I mean, and I think it goes back to what you said earlier, Kathy, about you have to be willing to, you know, to take something from it, because if otherwise it's just, okay, I had surgery.
What
is there to take from that? I mean, but I think that's it. You know, there's some really interesting things you have in the book, even about cancer, and I definitely want to tease our audience with that. I'm not going to tell you what Kathy said. And what she suggests there, but definitely know that, like she said, it is still about health, and I think really the whole person, and I think that goes back to how we began this conversation, Kathy, talking about the whole person, how you have been able to be on this journey for yourself, and then, of course, now to be able to help people in a way that you would not have been able to do, I think, otherwise. Mm-hmm. Is that probably one of the big things for you when people are discussing this book, to realize that all of us are on a journey? It really is up to us, you know, how we're able to make the trip and what we're willing to learn on it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an individual experience. You know, somebody else could have had a very similar background to me and gone a completely different direction. You know, like I said, I had no idea I'd end up here. I never set out to be a massage therapist, a healer. I was an actor, you know, and, you know, that helps me on the radio and the TV and when I do live talks. But
right.
it's a completely different path than where I ended up. And I don't look at my, for a while I did, I'm like, well, geez, I was a theater major and I spent 10 years in Hollywood and I failed, I didn't make it, I had some fun stuff, but I didn't, that wasn't a failure. That helped contribute to who I am now. And to the fact that I can talk on the radio and, you know, stand in front of people and do workshops in a fun way, in that actor improv sort of way, that keeps them a little more interested than me just standing up there and going, so today we're talking about massage and this is how you do it, and, you know, it's all part of it. So I don't think there's any, you know, I've had people say, what's your biggest failure? And I'm like, I don't know, maybe not learning a lesson from something that wasn't really a failure. I don't look at it that way. We can't. You know, I've had clients say to me that their cancer or their injury or their illness is the best thing that's ever happened to them.
Right.
Because they learn from it, because they change, because they found healing through that disease. That, to me, is a total win, you know.
Right. So true. And I think it really goes to a bigger thing, Kathy, and that is for them to be able, as you said earlier, to be willing. And then, of course, to realize that, you know, it life is not just happening to us. Sometimes it's happening for us,
mm-hmm.
to be able to strengthen us. For what is to come. One last thing I'll mention, and then we're going to let our audience know how they can stay connected with you as well as get Journey of Healing for themselves. You talk about in the book about, I mentioned a few times, loss, and we're, one thing mm-hmm. in particular you discuss is the loss of your mother in the book, and a revelation that you had that you shared at the end of the book, and that is the importance of seizing the moment, making the most of every opportunity, every day, every opportunity that you have, and you referenced that earlier. You know, what has that taught you as you reflect on not only your relationship with your mother, but also, of course, how young she was taken. What has it really taught you about yourself and making the most of the life that you have?
Well, we never know when it's time. You know, you could live till 105, you could live till 30, you could live till 50. We don't know. And I see so many people who are, you know, socking stuff away for the future. Oh, well, we'll use that good china next week. Or, well, I'll save this lingerie for next year's anniversary. And, you know, how often does that stuff sit around and it never gets used? You never pull out the bucket list. You never do take that trip. I had a client who just shared she was going to a really, really phenomenal restaurant up in Napa. And I said, oh, good for you. And she said, yeah, it's kind of horrible how it happened, though. She said, my girlfriend and her husband, they've been collecting these gift certificates because it was their dream to go to the restaurant. Well, the husband died. They never got to go to the restaurant. But I get to go to the restaurant. And I said, well, that is looking at the positive. But how horrible for you. But how horrible is it for this woman? You know, that was their
right.
that was their thing. They had been collecting these gift certificates to go have this blowout meal, and they never made it. Because he died. Oh my God, that's awful. I don't want to hear that story. You know, so we have to seize that moment. We have to take these opportunities when they come up. You know, I talk about some of the trips I've been able to take and fear of, I was in the Middle East last year at this time. It was a scary trip, especially by myself. And I explained to my father, who begged me not to go, I said, look, you can die anywhere. I said, I'm not trying to be morbid, but let's, you know, come on. I was hit by a car in a crosswalk. You were hit by a car in a crosswalk. It could be any moment. So we either live each day to its fullest, of course still planning for the future. You know, you can't blow everything on one day. But you just have to live it because you don't know. And I'm now the age that my mother was right when she died. And that was not a morbid realization, but it was like, oh, my God, I'm so young and I have so much more to do and so much more life. She didn't get to have that. So
right.
I get to live that.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that is the amazing thing. Thank you so much, Kathy, for writing this book and for allowing us to know how our own personal journey, you know, how it really does affect not only how we're able to look at ourselves, but also what we're able to do to help others. But because you've been able to be on this journey, to learn what you've learned and continue to learn, you're able to share with all of us, whether it's dealing with health or even just with life. Again, everyone, Dr. Kathy Groover has been our guest again. Journey of Healing is the title of her new book, One Woman's Path to Healing Self and Others. It is available through our friends at Amazon.com. But, Kathy, how can our audience stay connected with you and find out about the other books as well?
Yeah, absolutely. They're all, including Journey of Healing, is on my site, thealternativemedicinecabinet.com. I've got tons of free resources there, lots of past media. You can sign up for my newsletter. It's actually, it should be going out right about now, scheduled very nicely. You know, and that's a free thing. Actually, if you sign up for the newsletter, you get a super secret health tip video that no one else has. I get a lot of compliments on the site. There's a lot of resources there, and there's some fun stuff. So, yeah, check it out. It's thealternativemedicinecabinet.com.
All right. thealternativemedicinecabinet.com. Kathy, again, always a pleasure. Great conversation. And looking forward to the next one with you.
Me too. Thanks so much, Cyrus. Appreciate it.
Hey, you're more than welcome. And we thank your audience for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.